Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
ECISD to consider new Executive Director of Guidance and Counseling. The Ector County ISD Board of Trustees on Tuesday will consider hiring a new Executive Director of Guidance, Counseling, and Wellness. The board meets at 6 p.m. in the first floor boardroom. Chelsea Reyes, who held the job previously, has moved to Midland ISD as Director of Talent Development. Board members will also hear a presentation and discuss the Senate Bill 1882 Partnership Renewal Process and Timeline. ECISD has two innovative 1882 partnerships with the STEM Academy and YMCA for Pre-K-3. One with Ector College Prep Middle School was a turnaround partnership with Third Future Charter School Network. Superintendent Scott Meary said at last week's meeting that he would recommend to the board that Ector be brought back into ECISD because Third Future has done its job. The board will also have a public hearing on District's first Financial Integrity Rating System of Texas report. Consider the reappointment of Student Health Advisory Council members. Hear a presentation on the beginning of the year MAP test results. MAP stands for Measures of Academic Progress. Consider an interlocal agreement between Ector County ISD and Region 11. Supplemental agenda material said Region 11 will provide the ECISD Advanced Academics Team the services for a requested curriculum audit. The Curriculum and Instruction Division is working to ensure all curriculum resources meet the high-quality instructional materials criteria set by the State Board of Education and Texas Education Agency, the material detailed. Request for approval of interlocal agreement between Ector County ISD and Region 18 for comprehensive reading academics. The comprehensive Texas Reading Academy differs from the blended learning model in service delivery and costs. In previous years, TEA provided the blended learning model, which allowed administrators and teachers to log in and work in the asynchronous independent courses. The material stated, participants would submit their assignments digitally. The cost of the blended learning model was $400. Now TEA is requiring all teachers to engage in the comprehensive model, which requires all teachers to travel to Region 18 and attend the courses in person. The cost is $3,000 per participant. This agreement will be in effect from August 2023 through August 2024. Consider a request for approval of an interlocal services agreement between ECISD and University of Texas at Austin for Engineer Your World. Engineer Your World was developed by UTeach Engineering, which was established with support from the National Science Foundation to address the emerging need for well-prepared high school engineering teachers. This program offers quality curriculum and professional development for teachers. Goals of the program are to attract and retain more students from diverse backgrounds in K-12, science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM education career paths. Prepare current secondary science, math, and technology teachers to become effective teachers of high school engineering courses. Develop and refine exceptional engineering curricula. Build partnerships that enable school districts to offer high-quality engineering courses. ECISD is required to bring this service agreement to the Board of Trustees every 3 years. The schools who will participate in this are Odessa Collegiate Academy and the STEM Academy. This agreement will be in effect for school years 2023-24 through 2025-26. recognize of National Merit Scholarship and College Board honorees. Beacon Award for Excellence in Collaboration for Bookworms Literacy Program, and Presentation of MASBA Recognition of Excellence Awards. Carlsbad Caverns to host event to celebrate 100 years of preservation protection. Carlsbad Caverns National Park will host an event October 25th to celebrate 100 years of preservation and protection beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the park's visitor center. There will be a variety of ranger-led activities at the park throughout the day. I am very excited to share this event with our local community, Superintendent Carmen Chapin said in a news release. I thank the City of Carlsbad and the Chamber of Commerce for helping spread the magic of this great wonder with all of New Mexico and throughout the United States in our celebratory year. Signed into law by President Calvin Coolidge in 1923, the park was set aside to preserve and protect its extraordinary proportions and unusual beauty and variety of natural decoration. Several chambers contain stalactites, stalagmites, and other formations in such unusual number, size, beauty of form, and variety of figure. Carlsbad Caverns National Park preserves Carlsbad Cavern, the largest cave chamber in North America, and more than 119 other known caves, including Leshugia Cave, the deepest in the United States. The cave formed over the last 20 million years as sulfuric acid dissolved the surrounding limestone of an ancient reef. The park also protects an extraordinary and unique ecological association of bats, cave climate, spelothemes, hydrology, cave fauna, and microbes. In 1996, the United Nations, recognized the worldwide significance of Carlsbad Caverns National Park by designating it a World Heritage Site. 12 to 14,000 years ago, Native Americans lived in the Guadalupe Mountains. Some of their cooking ring sites and pictographs have been found within the present-day boundaries of the park. Throughout 2023, the park and partners have provided opportunities to reflect on 100 years of preserving and protecting the park, highlighting successes and lessons learned from yesterday, today's challenges, and a vision for the future. Dine and Donate Week returns. The Press Cafe team is again making a significant impact this October. In response to the cancellation of Pink the Basin's annual fundraising luncheon in 2020, the Press Cafe team put their heads together to find a way to bridge the gap. The result was their inaugural Dine and Donate Week, during which 100% of their revenue was generously contributed to Pink the Basin. The first-time event in 2020 drew in hundreds of diners and raised over $30,000 for Pink the Basin to give women of the Permian Basin access to potentially life-saving services. The Press Cafe team is excited to bring back this event in 2023, scheduled for October 16th through 21st. For this exclusive week, every penny paid will be donated to Pink the Basin. The Press Cafe team describes it as a mutually beneficial partnership. Pink the Basin receives vital donations, while West Texans can relish in delicious, freshly prepared meals for breakfast, lunch, or early dinner. The funds donated to Pink the Basin will remain within the Permian Basin region, directly aiding local women with breast cancer screening and diagnostic services. Dine and Donate will run through the week, October 16th through 21st, serving breakfast, lunch, and early dinner. Press Cafe is conveniently located inside the Sewell Ford dealership at 4400 Parks Legato Town Road. For further details and directions, please visit PressCafe.com or follow at PressCafeTX on social media. About Pink the Basin, Pink the Basin is a nonprofit organization that believes every woman deserves to know if they have breast cancer. Fueled by a passion that comes from their differing experiences with the disease, the Pink the Basin board members and volunteers work tirelessly to raise the money it takes to realize their dream. Funds are distributed to partnering hospitals throughout the Permian Basin, which provide mammograms and other breast cancer diagnostic services. Hand in hand with the community, Pink the Basin embraces the hope that all women will have the resources they need to become ambassadors of their own health. About Press Cafe. Well, it started as a way to pass the time while waiting at the Sewell Ford dealership in Odessa, quickly grew into a popular destination for West Texans. Press Cafe has grown from a small room serving coffee and pastries to a complete restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and early dinner. Six ways to weatherize your home. A changing of the seasons may mean adjustments to your routine and updates to your home decor, but it also brings maintenance and upgrade opportunities for homeowners. As temperatures shift and seasonal weather rolls in, weatherizing can help you conserve energy, save money, and improve comfort, all while protecting the exterior and interior of your home from the elements. This checklist from the door experts at Masonite, a global industry leader in interior and exterior doors and door systems, can help you keep the outdoors out. Have heating and cooling systems inspected. Turn to the professionals to have your furnace and air conditioning inspected before temperatures change. They can make sure the system is working properly so you can have heat or cool air when you need it while conducting safety checks to keep your family safe from carbon monoxide leaks and other hazards. Plus, having your system inspected before any extreme weather means necessary repairs can be completed before you're relying on it for comfort. Trim to trees. Your trees and shrubs might provide a beautiful aesthetic in spring and summer, but winter weather can turn them into hazards for your home. Heavy winds and snow and ice buildup can cause branches to break off and damage roofs, windows, and more. Some experts recommend waiting until leaves fall to prune. Be sure to research the types of trees on your property and understand the best maintenance methods to keep them healthy without putting your home at risk. Replace your front door. Living in a comfortable, energy-efficient home starts with keeping out rain, wind, cold, and heat. For a protected and weatherproof home, consider replacing your front door with a premium alternative like the Masonite Performance Door System. A square-edged door fits perfectly into its frame for a solid, energy-efficient seal. A self-adjusting seal maintains its seal, adapting to imperfect or changing conditions. Adaptive weather stripping made of high-end, low-wick memory foam snaps back into shape when bent or twisted, stopping air and water in its tracks. Enhanced corner pads stop upward water pressure and form a tight seal between sill, door panel, and frame. Clear gutters. While it's a bit of a dirty job, clearing gutters of debris and buildup like leaves and twigs keep the system running as it should. Gutters can't properly drain when they're blocked, which means water isn't being diverted properly. This leads to water spilling over and can cause problems ranging from mold or mildew to larger issues like foundation damage. Secure outdoor furniture. It may cause a bit of sadness putting patio furniture away for the season, but it's an important step in protecting both the furniture itself and your home from high winds that can pick up during colder months or increased moisture during the rainy season. Some pieces may need to be stored away while others can simply be covered, but make sure to clean and carefully dry to avoid mold and mildew growth beforehand. Take advantage of the opportunity to thoroughly clean grease and grime off grill grates, repair damaged furniture items, and clear the entire area of dirt and debris so everything's ready to be dusted off and enjoyed in the spring. Hire a roof inspector. The roof is a critical component in keeping your home structurally sound. A professional can examine your roof for damage and assess anything that may need to be fixed or replaced ahead of winter weather or rain. This examination includes shingles, soffit, fascia, chimneys, gutters, and more, along with a check for signs of interior damage like water stains, mold, holes, or wood rot. Find more ways to weatherize your home and keep the outdoors out by visiting masonite.com/masonite-performance-door-system. Better Business Bureau tip: avoiding online scams while shopping for Halloween items. Halloween is a popular time for online shopping as consumers turn to the internet to find the perfect costume or spooky decoration. With a record $12.2 billion expected to be spent this year on Halloween festivities, according to the National Retail Federation, NRF, there are plenty of opportunities for bad actors to take a toll on unsuspecting shoppers. Every year, Better Business Bureau, BBB, receives reports from consumers across North America describing their challenges purchasing Halloween-themed items. Some of the most common issues include purchasing a costume or decoration that is never received, unable to obtain a refund for a costume that does not fit or does not meet the consumer's expectation, misleading advertising about the quality, special effects, or durability of a costume or decoration, misleading and expensive additional costs for expedited shipping services that do not affect how quickly an item is received. Scammers often capitalize on high-demand items during the holidays, and Halloween is no different. Many consumers report issues when purchasing popular items, such as oversized skeletons for their yard, Nightmare Before Christmas decorations, or costumes of movie or television show characters. While consumers can buy all these items safely online, it is important shoppers spend the time to verify the legitimacy of an online seller before providing payment and be wary of acting on impulse. A common tactic for any scammer is to create a sense of urgency and encourage a buyer to purchase an item immediately or risk losing it to someone else. This strategy is often more successful for shoppers who find the perfect costume and need it before Halloween night. Consumers are also encouraged to be cautious of the information they provide while answering Halloween-themed social media quizzes and be careful when purchasing tickets to attend Halloween events such as haunted houses or festivals. To help consumers shop safely and celebrate Halloween without the fear of losing their money to online scams, BBB provides the following tips. Use protected payment methods. Be wary of online sellers who insist on payment through gift cards, wire transfers, or an unprotected mobile app transaction. Scammers know that these payment methods are immediate and difficult to reverse. BBB recommends using a credit card for all online purchases whenever possible due to the availability to dispute pending charges for items that are never received. Research the seller. Verify multiple working contract methods will get you in touch with the business and that a listed physical address matches the business name. Scammers often use fabricated addresses or vacant lots as business addresses. Look for the company on BBB.org to read customer reviews, complaints, and check their BBB rating. You can also use BBB Scam Tracker to see if an individual seller has been reported to the organization by other customers by searching for their phone number or email address. Always check the return policy. Seasonal shops carry unique items for a short time in a temporary location or online. When shopping at this type of vendor, understand the store's return policy before purchasing. Find out how long purchasers must keep the receipt or what happens if it is misplaced. Verifying store policies will help avoid mishaps like unwanted, broken, or faulty items being unrefundable. Read reviews before purchasing. Take the time to read reviews from previous customers about the quality of a costume or decoration. In some cases, promotional pictures used to sell a Halloween item may not accurately reflect the product's quality once received. See if any reviews focus on how easy or difficult it was to exchange or return the product, and check BBB.org for any complaints submitted against the company. For more tips on how to save money and shop safely this Halloween, visit BBB.org/Halloween. Odessa Christian's obstacle course shenanigans coming up. The community is invited to have some fun and raise some funds. October 21st at Odessa Christian School's Obstacle Course Shenanigans. The third annual fall fundraiser is set for 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Jim Parker Park. Some 300 plus people are expected. There will be an inflatable obstacle course, soccer, bungee run, and slide jumper. Odessa Christian School students can purchase a $25 wristband and go through the obstacle course and jumpers as many times as they want. Tickets may be purchased to pay for other activities such as face painting, games, snack bar, goat petting, and more. Games will include cornhole, Jenga, ring toss washers like horseshoes, and ladder ball. Ladder ball is two balls on a string, and then you've got a little ladder, one on each end, and you take turns from either side and you fling it and it wraps around the ladder for points. If it misses, you don't get any points, Freeman said. Business sponsorships are still needed with all of the sponsors of $300 or more. They will have a sponsor book with each of their logos and contact information. It will go home with each family member from the school and each business. There are business signs in front of the school, which will be moved to the park the day of the obstacle course shenanigans. Children age 5 and up may participate in the obstacle course. Also available will be a soft play area with jumpers for ages 4 and under. There will be food trucks, family booths, chess in the park, karaoke, snack, and toy sales. A DJ, a nurse who is working on her doctorate, will conduct a survey, and Andy Armadillo from Texas Roadhouse. There will be other special guests as well. Anyone who has a family business can set up a tent and promote it. Principal Pam Walker said middle school students will participate in a Keep Odessa Beautiful activity at 9 a.m. before obstacle course shenanigans start. The shenanigans are always fun. It's always fun to hear the kids out there just enjoying and laughing, and especially this year with the karaoke and instruments. I think it is just going to add so much to it, and to hear the Christian music being played throughout the day, it's inspired, Freeman said. Proceeds for the event will go to support the school. Odessa Christian has 127 students in grades pre-K 3 through 8. Walker said they are still enrolling students in some grades. There is another fundraiser February 4th called Winterfest that is similar to a carnival but indoors. There are games and activities in each room and a silent auction in the cafeteria.
This is the Dear Abby column. Boy's behavior hobbles joint parenting effort. Dear Abby, my wife and I are raising our two daughters, 6 and 7, alongside my sister and her son, 10. My sister and her baby daddy separated before their child's birth because he was physically and emotionally abusive. However, the law allows him to still be in the boy's life. I love my sister and my nephew, which is why we are raising our families as a village. The problem is, we are seeing similar characteristics in my nephew's behavior toward our daughters. He's manipulative and a little overly familiar toward my eldest daughter. She looks up to him, and he uses it to get her to do what he wants. Now my 7-year-old is emotionally abusing and ostracizing my 6-year-old. I'm torn because my gut tells me to move and get my girls away from my nephew. But he too is a child, and I want to continue to support him so he can grow into a decent man. However, I am not willing to sacrifice my girls for his potential. What to do? Signed, Cautious Mom, Auntie. Dear Mom, Auntie, your children must come before your sister's son. Because your older daughter is now modeling her cousin's misbehavior and acting out against her little sister, it's time to discourage that behavior and limit, if not sever, the contact she has with her cousin before it creates lasting damage. You cannot save everyone. It is your duty to protect your daughters from any negative influence. Dear Abby, my son and his wife are renting a property from me and my husband at a very reasonable rate in today's not-so-reasonable world. We recently found out they got a cat, even though the lease they signed clearly states no pets allowed. My son said we are taking this personally instead of approaching this as landlords. How can we not take this personally? He and his new wife have broken our trust. The ironic thing is, if we approach this only as landlords, we would evict them immediately. What can we say to get them to understand how hurt we are without ruining the relationship? They are expecting a baby soon. We have already gotten the sorry, not sorry text. This is tearing us up as parents. Signed, Rules Are Rules in Pennsylvania. Dear Rules, tell your son you feel disrespected because he adopted a cat without clearing it with you. Although he may have said he wants you to act like the landlord you are, as a tenant, he is in violation of the terms of the lease he signed. Whether or not you decide to give him and his wife an exception for their cat and allow them to keep the animal, please refer him to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website, cdc.gov. Precautions must be taken by pregnant cat owners in order to avoid contracting toxoplasmosis, a parasitic infection which can be passed to a fetus during pregnancy. You can contact Dear Abby at www.dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.